You're listening to the Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. It's episode 68 of the Lifted Life Podcast, and today is actually a listener requested episode topic. Unfortunately, that comment got buried. I don't remember exactly what all they described, but we know the title, and so we took it and we ran with it. So if you're the one who suggested the show, we appreciate your feedback, and sorry if this is not what you wanted. We still appreciated the idea because it's always good to have ideas given to us. So today's episode is all about software versus hardware, or even hardware versus software. First of all, I don't really even know, like, from a technological perspective, exactly what that means. Some other listeners might not be super tech savvy. So first explain what that means truly in, like, computer world, and then I'll kind of make my own analogies.
So the hardware is the actual pieces of equipment that are executing the software. So if you take a computer, for example, it has a processor and memory and storage. The processor can take that from memory, process it. Sorry, that's not right. The processor can take from storage, put it in memory, process the memory, and then put it back in storage. That's generally how a computer works.
So, like, a computer is hardware.
It's both. It's hardware and software. The software is what makes the hardware work.
Okay. So then what is the software? Like, it's
the actual code that's written, that's stored on the machine, that's actually making it do what it does.
Okay. So this is all from the tech perspective, but I think what our listener meant was in terms of our health and well-being, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual.
Well, there's tons of analogies from how your, I would say your soul, or whatever you would call that, would be your software. You could maybe argue your brain's your software. That's kind of a gray line. Then your hardware is your body. It's all your organic things.
Right. And so I think oftentimes it's asked, is it my hardware that's off or my software? And that's kind of the question that was somewhat proposed. Like I said, I don't remember exactly how it was, but we've kind of been chewing on this topic for a little bit and decided to just go for it this week's show. Last week, we did kind of a little more laid back version. We didn't really have a specific topic. We just kicked around some ideas and things we've been going through and got a lot of really great feedback about it. So I thought, more than anything, as we move forward with the podcast, wouldn't it be great if we could do that? And so with this topic and any other, it's more about, what do we make it mean? How is it useful for us? And for me personally, when I think of hardware versus software, I think of nature versus nurture too. So nature being what you're born with, and nurture being your environment and what is created through your circumstances, and mostly, like I said, environment. So some people would say that, for instance, that they are genetically predisposed to depression. And my question that I always ask is, and you do too often, is it useful? Is it useful for me to believe that I have this genetic disposition towards this problem? Because I think that so often it seems like we do, because so-and-so had it in our family, so-and-so had it in our family. So you could say depression runs in our family, or you could say that trauma runs in our family. So this is kind of a cutting-edge conversation around the idea that the environment that we're in, the stressors, the environmental toxins, whether it's energy or chemicals or otherwise, are putting the strain on our hardware to create the problem. The hardware itself is not broken. That's my stance. Here we go. Send in the emails.
So that's what I was, where I was going to go with this topic as well. I believe when it comes to humans, your hardware follows your software. So whatever you think, you create. So in the example you were giving, people say that I'm predisposed to depression, it runs in my family. That's probably true. And it is more a software point of view than as a hardware. I don't think your genes, this is my opinion, your genes are predisposed to be for depression. I don't think when you were born, you were depressed and you had this ability to, you had the ability to depress, but I didn't think you were predisposed to be depressed. It was your nature.
No, nurture.
Nurture.
Your nature is you were born with pretty solid hardware.
Yep.
And then, so let's talk about this idea of what I'm saying is that depression may not be quite as genetic as trauma is. Now, trauma is this word that's been spreading like wildfire, trauma awareness. And I just think it's important to spend a little time talking about what we mean when we say trauma. So oftentimes our minds make trauma mean something completely horribly awful, like witnessing murder or witnessing
car accident. You're in a
violence.
Car accident.
Yeah. Yes. War, famine. And while all those things do fit under the bill of trauma, so do more mild things like not having your emotional needs met as a child or being dismissed when you had an idea all the time, or even something with friendships. It's not always that your parents terribly wronged you that you're so trauma filled. It can be something that you witnessed as you were walking by that just your mind and body couldn't make sense of. And so there's this disconnect. And so when we have stressful situations, say unhappy parents or a parent with struggling with mental illness, imagine the impact that has on the child. So what I'm saying is, let's just say a mother or grandfather or somebody that lives with you is depressed. The trauma that you experience from having that adult go through that problem is what impacts your software so that you become disposed to that issue, not the genes that you have similar to them. That's my standpoint.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And the reason I get so pumped up about it is because now we're totally empowered to become our own healers, to become our own advocates for healing instead of I'm broken. What's wrong with me? Please fix me. It must be my brain chemicals. In fact, that's never been proven true that depressed people, they can't measure the brain chemicals quite the same way that we can measure the gut chemicals, which is more about bacteria. So that's why we're so passionate about the gut-brain connection, because where all those feel-good chemicals are made is in the gut. And so back to the idea that when you ask this question, is it useful to believe that my hardware is jacked up? My answer is no. It's just like if you believe you're on, if you're on a medicine, and there's some research that shows maybe you can experience memory loss from that medicine. So then you suddenly start to have this belief that my hardware has been compromised. Now that you could say, no, I can prove it. This study shows some people experience memory loss. My hardware is broken. I always believe that energy trumps everything, and so software can override that. Now, I don't know if in a computer sense it actually works that way.
No, as you're laying all this out, you're
like, that's wrong.
Well, like my background's more automation than building a computer, but from an automation point of view, you want to measure the temperature of something. You have a sensor that measures temperature, you bring that data in, you make a decision, and you act upon it. But if you come to me tomorrow and say, well, now I want to measure humidity, I don't have a humidity sensor, so I need to install one. So from a automation point of view, you need to add new hardware. But what I'm hearing you say is from a person's point of view, if your hardware is broken, you broke it with your software. Like with the things that happened to you, you broke your hardware, which maybe...
Can you fix it with your software?
But just because you broke it doesn't mean you can't fix it. Actually, it does mean you can
fix it. Well, and often as a child, you were so disempowered.
Yeah.
That you did the best you could with what you had. And even as an adult, you did the best you could with what you had, but now you know better and you do better and you work on your software. And I feel like we can work on so many different things that nourishes our hardware. So when we work on affirmations and meditation, all of these things, yoga, walking, chanting, tapping, hypnosis, any of these things.
Being kind to yourself.
Yeah. Practicing self-compassion. That rewires your hardware in a way that you can create your own healing environment.
For sure.
But in a computer sense, if the hardware is broken, can really good software fix it?
Probably not.
Okay. So that analogy is out.
Yeah.
In this analogy, really good software, we believe, we've noted, we've seen from studies, Dr. Joe Dispenza and so forth, that really good software can indeed upgrade the hardware.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that your body is a reflection of your mind.
Mm-hmm. So rather than versus, and kind of like this idea of chicken or the egg, which one came first? Did your hardware break your software break your hardware if you're having a problem? Mm-hmm. And I think that our answer would be, it's not which one did it. It's a reflection of the other. And it's not a chicken or the egg. It's a mirror of both. Yeah,
I've just never found it useful. To me, it doesn't really matter.
But to some people, it might.
No. I get
What's not useful?
It's not useful to point blame on which one did it. It's like, you are where you are right now. How do you move forward?
But sometimes by identifying, let's just say that you don't even remember being traumatized about something.
Or may even know that you were.
Right. But if you could recall it, then maybe you could bring a level of awareness to it. You and I were just talking about this not too long ago. I can't remember what it was about. But if you know what caused it, then you can bring awareness to it enough to say, okay, that's interesting that that was so hard for me to cope with. Can I see now that I have a whole new vantage point about this, a whole new point of view? To me, sometimes digging deep and finding a reason brings enough awareness to it that you can set yourself free.
Okay. So I don't remember what we were talking about, but I remember kind of talking about it and how the conversation was going. What I was saying was, what you focus on, you create. So if you spend all day focusing on all these things that happened to you and why they happened to you, how they happened to you, are you just not creating more of that? And where is the line? Because there is value in awareness, being aware that it's happening, making your future decisions based upon something that you don't want. And or more on something that you want, but from the contrast of what you don't want. But when is it just you're creating more of what you don't want?
Mm-hmm.
That make that
yeah. And when is it just stuffing it under the rug so you don't have to deal with it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's the dance of being aware of what's blocking you. It's always a belief. So what are your beliefs around this, and where did these beliefs come from? It's a delicate dance, I think, between those two things. All right, we're going to take a quick break and thank our sponsor, which is us, as it is every week. I took some quick selfies of us doing the podcast. Now I have to scroll through to find the review that I took a screenshot of also. Today's is a little bit interesting. I'll read it and share a little more about it. It says, when I take it, I have more energy. When I don't take it, I have to take naps more often. Love the natural energy boost. My dad.
Oh, nice.
So I went on to write on our Instagram, one of the perks of your daughter creating a life-changing formula is direct access to the goods. Lifted is a small family business with a passion for helping others feel better naturally. So he was a total skeptic, and now he's a total raving fan who has noticed the natural energy boost from his probiotics. So
let me ask you this question.
Joel.
We kind of laid out already that we believe that the software affects the hardware, and maybe your hardware is a reflection of your software. Do you think it can go the other way? Do you think your hardware can interfere with your software?
I think your hardware, let's say it's your body.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So your body, let's say you're feeling anxious and you just say, and turn music on really loud and just start dancing. Dancing to oblivion, dancing with the beat of the music, allowing your heart to open, just allowing your mind to settle, imagining it just settling like the stillest water you've ever seen, and you're just dancing in the loudest heat of the moment. I think that you can sometimes shortcut through the noise of the mind with the body, and I think it's one of the greatest hacks there is. Going on a run, doing a quick sprint, doing push-ups, pushing yourself physically, all of these things are wonderful ways that you can upgrade your software. So like if you just get the hardware moving, then from there you can say, oh my gosh, I can barely breathe, but it feels so good. Mm-hmm. And then you can like, how can I think a positive thought on purpose? And knowing that your software can sometimes hit little glitches of negativity or trauma-based thought processes, knowing that sometimes you're susceptible to that, having go-to ways where you just be hardware for a minute. And for a moment, let's just discuss this idea that you and I both believe we're spiritual beings having a human experience, to discount the
vessel you're in
is foolish. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, that can mean focusing on eating healthy foods. Mm-hmm. That can mean focusing on moving and utilizing your body and stretching and working out or whatever it is for you. I think that we don't talk about the physical quite as much because we love the software end of it. Mm-hmm. But truth be told, we are currently in this physical experience. And if we just completely ignore our physical body, then I don't think we're looking at the whole puzzle.
Yeah, that was something I was explaining to someone just recently. We're talking about our products, talking about the boost you get from your microbiome being in balance, from eliminating properly, all the benefits from taking our products. And I was explaining, think about that momentum boost. Mm-hmm. Think about someone that doesn't feel well and they get that physical thing that they've been tapped into their whole life. They're not thinking about their software. They always think about their hardware, the thing they're most tapped into, and it starts feeling good. Mm-hmm. Think about that momentum. Think about what they gain from that and how it goes from there.
Yeah, it's so true. Someone actually wrote me, well, it's not putting me in a good mood yet. And I think there's a language difference.
Okay.
But yeah. I said, just to clarify, it's not going to put you in a good mood. It'll allow you to put yourself in a good mood by balancing your physical body in a more balanced way. Mm-hmm. So I do believe that if we can use the momentum in any area, so let's say you finally get yourself going on these regular walks, you could then use that momentum and say, now I'm going to start eating 4 servings of veggies a day, or use that momentum to say, now I'm going to start this project that I keep putting off. That's what we're really all about, more than any sort of magic pill. It's more about how can you use the momentum, because I think momentum is being created whether we notice it or not. It's just like when you're in a bad mood, it's easy to think of one more thing that's really frustrating or irritating. Mm-hmm. That's momentum. And so is good mood momentum. They're both momentum, and you can use any of them at any point. It's just one thought away to the next thought.
Well, if you believe that you're attracting things based on your current frequency, how you're feeling, they amplify. So if you're feeling bad, you're attracting bad things, and they amplify.
Well, I think that's why I so believe that our software and our hardware, they're doing this dance. What, tango sort of dance. And at any point, we can pick one to upgrade and the other will benefit. The other will enhance its mirror reflection. So if you decide to work out, and then it's almost easier to think positive. Or if you decide to practice affirmations, I'm reading Louise Hay, rereading her book. I think it's Heal Your Life. You Can Heal Your Life. She's really big into mirror affirmations. Mm. Most people find that weird.
It
can feel awkward at first.
It's very awkward at first, but there's some very beneficial things that come from that.
All right. I'm ready to pump everybody up. So this is one I grabbed from her book. Mm. You're going to look right in the mirror. Look right into your own eyes, and you're going to say, I deserve the best, and I accept it now. Ooh, some people are not going to like this. It's going to make them very uncomfortable. But if I get the best, then isn't that rude? Like, am I leaving second best for other people? No, the best for them awaits them. The best for you awaits you. You create the best for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think I believe that everyone's unique. So what's best for you is bestly unique for you. It's not the best for me.
Right. So, but these affirmations in the mirror saying something that kind of makes you uncomfortable, that's a software upgrade.
Yeah.
Meditating and practicing. One of the things I love doing is you do some phased meditations. Mm-hmm. I will sometimes do that too. But one of my favorite parts to do is just to repeat over and over. And this is a Dr. Joe Dispenza thing. No place, no time, no one, no thing, no one, nowhere. I don't know if I said it all. No place, no time, no thing, no one, nowhere. Yeah, that's what you just say.
Yeah.
And you just literally allow yourself to float in this space of relaxation. And that's one of my favorite things to do. And I feel like it is a total software upgrade. He talks about once you get into this meditative state, that's when the true healing can take place. But when you're trying to do it with your mind actually just gets in the way. And when you finally get into this meditative state, your subconscious mind like, all right, boys, let's get to work. She's out of the way. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Boys, girls, whatever.
Yeah.
That's a software upgrade. Just sitting in stillness and allowing your body to do what it does naturally. You don't have to say pump blood, heart. It just does it. You don't have to say breathe air, lungs. They just do it. And so it is with our own healing in many other ways. Lots of other ways to do a software upgrade. What comes to mind for you?
I was thinking about how you're talking about, I think you're talking about the subconscious versus your actual conscious self. And I've heard explained like this, your subconscious is actually running your body. It's beating your heart. It's making you breathe. It's doing the things it does. And like you said, when you get out of the way, it already knows what to do. And usually you're in the way. You're slowing impeding. It down. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're telling it, oh, we're not safe. Oh, it's not good. This is bad. And you're actually getting in the way of what it already knows what to do. What was that book that we talked about?
About what?
The one I'm reading right now about...
The Power of Your Subconscious Mind?
Yeah.
By Dr. Joseph Murphy, maybe?
That would be the one. I think he was talking about that, about how you can just hand it over to your subconscious, because when you cut your hand, you don't think he'll cut, and think about what it needs to do. The body knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, you just hand that over because it's not your responsibility anyway.
And I think what we mean by handing it over is that getting the mind to calm down and quit, because the mind will create the fight or flight response. The mind will pump our body full of stress hormones, and those are not the same as healing hormones. Mm-hmm. So like going back to this conversation of, I don't know if depression is so much genetic, but trauma sure is. What I mean by that is, it's not that the trauma is genetic, although that's actually a whole nother statement. Some people believe that the trauma from our ancestors, if they don't heal their trauma, it's passed on to us. But what I actually mean is that trauma is witnessed. We experience trauma from these people who are struggling, and we don't know how to process because they don't know how to process. And it's this emotional train wreck that... Yeah. That creates a fight or flight response in our body, which is okay when we occasionally need it. But when we're constantly in this triggered state, it's not a time to heal. It's not a time for rest and digest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I truly believe healing our wounds, our emotional wounds that stem from some sort of trauma, will in fact help our gut health. Because when we can finally relax into a state of I am safe, then our body can go back into harmony, just like what we're saying. So chicken or the egg, do I do the healing and then the probiotic, or the probiotic then the healing? To me, it's just do what you can with what you have to promote the healing, because your software is so intelligent. It's always ready for an upgrade, and the hardware is too, and they're ready to work together. I think thinking about one against the other is silly. Instead, they're both...
See, it's funny you say that, because the whole time I was thinking about how I like software better. And it's partially because I used to write software for a living, so I was a little bit more...
You like my hardware.
That's true. but then I was thinking, is that really a bias, or do I believe one's better than the other? And I guess...
You can't have one without the other, right?
Just right,
software.
But the software will... If you believe it's energy, it'll last forever. It never goes away. The hardware, your body is eventually going to break down, and what you believe from there, who knows? But I think the software will always exist. So maybe software. It is a little bit better.
Software is the infinite energy.
Yeah.
And hardware is our physical body. But you couldn't be in this time-space reality without your physical body.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, you need it to have this experience.
It,
yeah.
Appreciating it.
Mm-hmm.
Taking care of it. Yeah, I think that's a valid point. But... It's important to note that they do work together. You can't abandon one and just focus on the other. Even right. The biggest energy gurus in the world will say, yeah, I tried just manifesting without any action and it didn't work very good. I lost my job or whatever. But
I don't think you'd even have a good experience. Like if you were just energy, I don't think you would have the contrast. You wouldn't have feelings. I don't know if you'd have feelings or not, but... I feel like it wouldn't be such a good experience where everything's working, everything's giving you what you want all the time. There's no contrast. There's no,
that's being in spirit form. That's loving right. awareness. And so, then you get tired of that and you say, I'm
right.
ready for the contrast of human
hop
form.
Hop in a body. And...
Yeah. What's really cool too is the fact that you chose this life experience, the hardware and the software you have right now. You, in fact, this is just a thought. It's just a belief, but it's useful for me to think, I chose this. I came into this experience knowing that I have what it would take to create what I want to create. I think when we feel like, I can't believe this happened to me, why is this me? And instead it's... Wait,
I have a crazy question for you.
All right.
You're laying out the ancestral things where, I don't know what that's called, but where people believe in past lives and you're paying for what you did in your past life.
No, I didn't say that.
Let me just blow on through that part real quick.
No, I didn't say you're paying for it. I'm saying your mother, your grandmother, the emotional trauma they carried when they carried you, like that's passed down. So like if your mother who carried you in her womb. You were
talking about the Akashic Records or something.
No. Okay. I'm talking about literally your mother carried you in her womb. And prior to that, she was carried in her mother's womb. And there's proof that what your grandmother experienced is somehow passed down to you. Mm.
I see.
So what you got now? I don't know.
I don't know. I was on the Akashic Records. I was on... What I was going to ask you was, that stuff doesn't seem useful for me,
okay,
to me. So I was.
But let's say there's a pattern. You just can't break through. You keep doing it and you're so frustrated. Have you ever thought that maybe, and I'm not saying the Akashic Records, which by the way, we don't even know really what they are. So we can't really even talk about it. But
that's true.
Let's just say you believe. Oh my gosh. Okay. You have a pattern. You'd like to break free of this pattern. You'd like a different reality than your current one, whether it's a mood issue or it's an energy issue or it's a physical ailment or something that you feel like you've done everything. To me, looking at childhood trauma or ancestral trauma or just the wounds that you've carried, maybe typically through beliefs, that is when it is useful. If you're ready to make a change that you can't seem to make with your conscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's can be helpful to use the subconscious mind, to use, to elevate your perspective to a broader glimpse. That's what I'm saying.
What I was going to ask is, I have nothing against any of those things. I just don't have any experience with them. But what I was going to say is, since I don't find them useful, am I the first part that hasn't had that, and then they beyond me, they will have my ancestral problems.
I don't even know, Tim.
Basically, am I the source? Am I the beginning of this? That's what I was trying to say.
Here's what I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
That anything you heal,
mm-hmm,
it's like the buck stops here.
Ah.
I'm not passing this down. So that's useful, the way I believe it.
I like that.
Oh my gosh. Today, folks, we've been talking deep. We've been talking about hardware. We've been talking about software. We're talking about computers and nature and nurture and energy. And I do believe that everything is energy. That's scientific, right?
Yeah.
So if at any point you feel like there's something that's not pleasing to you within your hardware, going to the software for an upgrade can often be helpful. I think it's, I want to go back to my question was, what are your other software upgrade techniques?
Software upgrade techniques. Well, we talked about meditation. I would assume that would be my primary one. Recently, I've been trying to keep track of what I feel and why I feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And try to trace it back to what feeling, decision, whatever made me go down that path. So I feel like I'm trying to be very aware of my feelings and how I created them.
That reminds me. Today we were at the skate park. It's a beautiful day in Kansas City. And yesterday we were at the skate park. Mm-hmm. Also a beautiful day. And both times there were, young adult males, I would say teen to young 20s, two different ones, but they were trying to do a skate trick and they couldn't do it. And they were getting so angry.
Mm-hmm.
It was a palpable energy of anger and they were trying to break their skateboard. It was kind of awkward. The whole park got kind of quiet. There was punching of the skateboard. So our son scooters, but you can scoot or skate.
Mm-hmm.
That's the back scoop there. And I just felt so much empathy for these young men who had so much anger and no idea how to healthily, safely express their anger. And I was thinking, if I could talk to them, and I didn't, but if I could, what would I tell them? And I think that one of the things I would tell them, and I don't know if I'd word it this way, so just bear with me, but that basically you have a lot of anger right now. And has anyone ever told you it's totally okay to be this angry? And by simply recognizing I'm so angry right now, it's okay to be angry. Allowing that energy is sometimes enough for it to dissipate, enough for it to be expressed.
Is your theory that they want to do the trick, they can't do the trick, they're frustrated, they feel like they're not allowed to express it, so they resist it, and that makes it worse?
That's probably
it. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, and I don't want to jump to conclusions that I have no idea what their home life is like, but often...
No, but I was thinking generally, like you were explaining this, I'm like, yeah, that's what happens. You get mad and you break something. That's what guys do. But
everyone was awkward. Even other male...
But I was thinking, why? Why is that okay? Why is that a societal thing? Why is that whatever? And it's because you're not willing to feel the emotion and you're resisting it. Yeah. Or you think you're not allowed to, maybe.
Well, I think that a lot of times, that's what I was going to go to. I don't know what it's like at home for these young people.
Well, we're speaking generally. We're not speaking these individuals.
A lot of times it's, you're not allowed to be that angry.
Yeah.
It's like, like enough with that. You settle down.
Or the same way that like, I, for whatever reason, felt like I'm not allowed to cry.
Right.
Especially in front of people. I'm not allowed to. It's not accepted. And that resistance even is enough to be frustrated because like, I just want to be upset right now, but I'm not allowed to. Like,
right.
Subconsciously, I'm not saying.
Right. Yeah. It's the same idea with the anger too.
Yeah.
And when that's why I think it's important to discuss this idea that there's no such thing as a bad emotion. There's extreme emotions and there's very heavy emotions, but I don't know if it would have helped at all, but kind of just saying like the anger you feel right now is totally normal. Like it's okay to feel this angry. And can you recognize the emotion? Is it beyond anger? Is it rage? And what is it about this that makes you so angry? Can you identify the thought, I should be able to do this? Or what is the thought that's driving that emotion? And even though everyone was kind of afraid of them, or like, I just so badly wanted to go up and talk to him, but
I could just see him saying, thanks so much, Snack Mom.
Snack Mom.
I really appreciate you talking to me.
They do sometimes call me Snack Mom, but not those guys. They're too angry. Anyway, why did I bring that up?
You're asking my software.
Software upgrades. So you have a couple of hardware upgrades too.
I do.
I mean, you take a probiotic. You drink a green smoothie pretty regularly.
Lots of water.
Lots of water. 50 push-ups.
100.
100 push-ups. A walk. I do the nitric oxide boost.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it nitric oxide dump?
Let's do boost. I think it sounds better.
So it's by this exercise guy named Zach Bush. And he has a 3 to 4 minute YouTube video of a series of 3 to 4 different moves, and you do them, boom, boom, boom. And then it floods your body with nitric oxide in a really good way and gives you energy and boosts your metabolism. And if you do it 3 times a day, you'll be as healthy as a horse or something. And we did actually a challenge in our Lifted Life group. If you're not in there yet, be sure to go check us out over on Facebook. I think you can just search the Lifted Life and we'll pop right up. And then we'll ask you one question to make sure you're not just looking for lifted trucks and just to let us know why you're interested in joining. And then we'll let you in. We did a challenge once. It was pretty fun. We had a lot of people doing it. I might bring that back because...
We're due to do that again.
You going
to
do it?
Yeah, this time I'll do it.
Okay.
I've already bought in quite a while ago.
I'm in. Guys, I think I'm in on this lifted thing. Anyway, those are some hardware upgrades, right? Physical movement, what you eat, the fuel you give your body, potential supplements, sleep. Really taking care of your sleep life so that you have plenty of sleep so your body can do all that healing stuff.
I like to journal. I don't know if that's
software.
That's software, yeah.
Because I do too, and I love to be intentional in my journal with I'd really like to feel, and I just create this space of wouldn't it be great if, and I appreciate this because this. I really create a really...
Yeah, I do a similar game with the subconscious where I give it something to do while I go to sleep. Like, here's a task for you to work on tonight. I know you already know you have access to infinite intelligence. Just go get that and in the morning let me know how to do it.
That's like combining the hardware and the software upgrade. I love that. Good stuff. Okay. Well, hopefully this episode was useful for you. If you're feeling stuck in any area, have a reality that's unpleasing to you, you can take a look at your hardware and your software and know that there are so many options available for upgrades. Appreciate you listening. Have a great week. And we'll see you next week on the Lifted Life podcast.